Blog Talk Radio.
Love that song. It's the one Mike Stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay in full effect. I want to thank you so much for taking the opportunity to join us once again for another show. This one is heavy, people. I'm just going to be honest with you. We're talking about when mothers abandon their children. Recently, there's been a lot of conversation about the young mother who left her daughter on a New York City subway platform. And it resonated with me because my mom left me when I was 6 weeks old. So I thought about it, and we were going to have this deep, comprehensive conversation about, you know, the psyche of the mom that does the abandoning and all that great stuff. But I thought, why not restorative justice instead of reparative justice, huh? So working to restore our community and to reach out to those mothers who may possibly abandon children as opposed to condemn them, down them, you know, let them know that there is alternatives. So other than myself and sharing my story today as a mother of four, who is just going to talk to us about the other option, you know? I welcome you to call in if you're any kind of caregiver. That was Alicia Keys, Tell You Something, Nana's Reprise, that was playing. And that's definitely dedicated to all the caregivers that have taken the opportunity to step up in the life of a child that may or may not be their own, right, and do the right thing by them. But before we go any further, I must thank our sponsors. And they run down the list like this. We are sponsored by Movement Merchandise. They do positive apparel for the LGBT community and their supporters. And you can check them out at cafepress.com/movement-merchandise. The Soapbox Shop, positive messages for positive people. Check them out, soapboxshop.bigcartel.com. Also, we are sponsored by the Lifestyle Power Players, a 501c7 social organization for LGBTQI people of purpose and professionals. Check them out at BOWNWITLPP on Twitter. I am the official spokesmodel for Eve for Eve Online. Anytime, check them out at Eve, the numeral 4, EveOnline.com. as well as on Facebook and Instagram at the same tagline. Also, we have some new sponsors. I am working with and pleased to announce that we will be dealing with Harkam's Barber and Beauty Salon. They are located right on 4135A Wheeler Road Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20032. And the number is there, 202-450-1576. Again, that's Harkam's Barber and Beauty Salon, and we invite you to check them out. It's an extremely extravagant establishment. Everyone is professional with an array of services. And again, that number is 4135A Wheeler Road Southeast, Washington, D.C. And you can call them at 202-450-1576. Want to also add that if you step past Harkam's and you want to see somebody special, there's Charles Peterson. He's at Your DMV Barber on Instagram. He's specializing in fades, mohawks, razor, shaves, and outlines, all kids' styles, high-top fades, women's cuts and eyebrows, as well as facials. There's a long list of services that he's offering. And if you are a stylist, he's looking for stylists for a new location, so you may want to contact him with that information as well. He's available 7 days a week. Call him for an appointment. And we'll have that number for you. It's the shop number, 202-450-1576. That number again is 202-450-1576. We want to thank all of our sponsors for taking the opportunity to advertise with us, continuing to support the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, and making sure that we can bring you real dope radio every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'm going to play another song for you, and we are going to get into today's topic. Can't talk abandoned children if you don't talk baby mamas, baby daddies. So I'm going to take you back in the day with B-Rock and the Biz. That's Just My Baby Daddy.
Girl, you must think I'm stupid. I eat a blind girl. Now something ain't right, and I'm in the door. You said y'all go, but I'm gonna go. And who is gonna Police obviously have a lot more investigating to do, but police said that they had to charge her, of course, for leaving her child on that subway platform. And thank goodness someone came forward and stayed with the baby until it was clear that the mom wasn't coming back. And that's when police were called.
Did you mention this? Who has custody of the child now? Where is the baby girl?
Yeah, child protective. Right now the baby's in the hospital.
So that's the latest on the scenario with the baby girl that was abandoned at the New York City subway, and also the catalyst for this evening's conversation. You have to think that baby is almost 2 years old, but it says a lot for a mother to be able to birth a child and walk away from that child and leave that child amongst the elements. And, you know, we speak the truth here. We have to acknowledge that that is also a mother of color, and that's also a child of color that has now gone into the system for who has any idea? You know, who knows exactly what is going on? Now, I will say that there is a such thing known as safe haven laws, and safe haven enables you to leave your child oftentimes at a police department, a hospital, or a fire department if your child is of a certain age. In New York, your child must be within a month of being born in order to fall under safe haven. And again, it's not a subway platform where you can leave your child, patient, where you can relinquish your newborn infant without any persecution. And it's supposed to just prevent babies from being wayward and left alone. For more information about that, you can go to www.childwelfare.gov, system-wide laws for underscore policies. You can go from there. Or you can just go to www.childwelfare.gov and see what happens. I want to bring our guest on so we can just get into the conversation. Angel.
Hi.
You guys on the one mic stand. This is going to be you have some feedback in the studio. So, we'll just... So I wanted to talk to you, and the reason why we're talking to you is because you yourself are what we consider a young mother. So speak a bit about your motherhood, how many children you have, how old you are, that thing.
Well, I just want to start off by thank you for allowing me to be on the show today.
You're welcome,
Mary. I've been watching and listening, and I'm just thankful. I'm 31 years old. I have four children. My oldest is 9. I have 4. My oldest one is 9. Then I have an 8-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. I currently live in D.C., and I'm actually a working mother. So my schedule is pretty busy, but I'm just sitting here listening, and I'm just so appalled by what I'm hearing of this young lady, what she has done to her child.
Now, this is the thing, because I am coming from a mom who left me at 6 weeks old. This isn't something that I'm sort of desensitized to it because it happened to me. As a mother, what sort of emotions, what is the experience like, just for people who don't have any kids, to be pregnant for 9 months, to carry a child for 9 months? Because it's far different than a father who releases at one time and then, you know, there's the birth of a child. So if you could try to put that in words, I really appreciate it, just to bring a little bit more content and context to the conversation.
Well, being pregnant, for one, is just an overall mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual situation that your body is going through. And, you know, just being pregnant, and then the fact of being pregnant when you're younger, it takes a mental on you. For one, you're preparing your body to bring in a person in the world. You're picking up weight, you know, you can't do certain things that you used to do before you were pregnant. You have to make sure you go to your doctor's visits. You have to make sure you eat right. It's just a lot of things that you have to do in order to prepare yourself. And as being a black woman, it's even harder because of the fact of the different taboos that we have of, you know, you have to make sure that you keep your child and, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that. There's a lot of women out here that tend to try to keep on to being mothers, knowing that they're not mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally prepared for that.
That was a deep answer. To think of everything that you were talking about, how it was spiritual, how it was emotional, how you go from one thing to another thing, right? It makes me wonder, how does somebody then just walk away? It's one thing to say, like you said, somebody doesn't have, like, resources or whatever, you know, but to, like, literally go through that experience, 9 or however many months you carry a child, and walk away. Does that mean, and this is just in opinions, and we have a number, you're welcome to call and voice your opinion, one might say, and I'm going to give it to you now. It's 646-787-8623. Just press 1 and we will get to you. But in your opinion, would an abortion have been easier as opposed to, you know, now taking this life and yourself through abandonment process and what are the signs of, you know, what signs come about of, for being abandoned? Just in your thoughts.
Well, personally, in my thoughts, again, that's another taboo in the black community. A lot of women, they're used to taking care of their children. And for me, I feel as though that if you know that you're not capable or even financially prepared for a child, there's other options. I personally, you know, as far as abortion, I mean, for me, I'm all for pro-life. But if that is a road that you need to take, why not take it? Why go through putting a child in a situation where they could actually be killed? It's just sad. I'm sorry. I mean, there's other options out here. I mean, like Simply Nay was saying, there's a safe haven place. There are even churches in the Washington, D.C. area that they use as safe havens. I mean, there's so many options out here. And I'm just appalled.
Now, we have a lot of young mothers who have kids and still end up being successful. You were young. You weren't a teenage mom, but you were still young. And we still live in a society where, regardless how old you are, being a black woman, being, you know, there's so many odds that are up against all of us. Has there ever been a time when you thought to yourself you wished that there were more resources to assist you in the upbringing of your children?
Oh, definitely. Like in the situation that I'm going through right now, I have a preschool age child in which the state is saying that we do not qualify for assistance as far as with the WIC program, Head Start, the pre-K. So I'm actually paying out the pocket for him to go to school. And it's just been different situations that have been going on since I've had children that kind of, like, hindered me from being the best. I mean, as far as providing and everything like that. I mean, it's sad. Unfortunately, we're in a society that is catering towards a certain particular race, in which I'm not racist or anything like that, but there's a Hispanic population. They're able to get everything, and I mean, they get the best of everything. And I just think it's not fair for somebody like me who, at one point in as being a parent, I was going to school and being a full-time working mother, you know, and it's just hard, you know. And I just want to know, you know, as far as somebody like me, what are there any options out here for me?
And that's what we really are trying to get to the bottom of, and I'm calling individuals out. We're emerging to back to school. Excuse me. There's going to be a number of back-to-school initiatives, and that brings us to another song. I want to thank some more of our sponsors, and we're going to continue this conversation. When mothers abandon their children, live on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. This is John Mayer.
and daughters.
My baby daddy,
part of the 69 boys, and then move on to John Mayer. But that is how we do things on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. You know, we've been having a very, very profound conversation about the reality of when mothers abandon their children, about the thought processes that mothers have, you know, as they are going deeper into the process of parenting. And, you know, even more so, this has been an opportunity for me as a host and as a public figure to sort of heal from my own personal life experiences. And I promise you all that I was sharing. And the way we thought about
to be more sensitive, to answer thought-provoking questions, to put nobody on the spot, is Angel is actually going to interview me and ask me, you know, those burning, deep questions that so many have possibly wanted to know. I want to make sure that you guys are aware that we also have another sponsor that we didn't even mention, Karaoke Kids Entertainment. We love them. They do such great work in the community with the kids and beyond. They have an array of great events that are going to be coming forward down the pipe. But one of the things that you can do is support the adult wine and sign karaoke that they host at The Loft Restaurant and Lounge every Wednesday. It is 1242 8th Street Northeast, free parking across the street, no cover, $5 drink specials, and their appetizer specials as well. So we want to thank them for supporting us and let you know that you want to stop past karaoke. And sometimes it's hosted by none other than myself. I am Simply Nay. Also want to let you know that Food for the Soul is coming up. Food for the Soul is held the last Sunday of every month. So that's going to be this next Sunday, July 27th. It's going to be great, hosted by me. DJ Mim is going to bring you the soundtrack and, of course, Sophistication, served by none other than She Themes Entertainment. Meet us there at Newtown, D.C. Newtown Bar and Restaurant is located on 1336 U Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. 200010 is the zip code. We would love to see you there. It happens from 1 to 4 p.m. If you're coming late, come anyway. And you know, we mix philanthropical causes with soul sessions to bring you the food for the soul experience. So we would really love to have you. It'd be nice if you come right on through. And I think that's pretty much all of our sponsors I've covered. And we're going to remind you again before the show is over. Also, we got some new segments we're rolling out for the end of summer, some new contests, some new games, some new prizes. So you want to make sure that you're following us on Instagram, on Facebook, on everything, at One Mic Stand Show. That's O-N-E-M-I-C-S-T-A-N-D Show, S-H-O-W. So with that being said, Angel, I'm going to ask you straight up, do you believe in abortion? With everything that we've discussed and everything we talked about, do you believe that abortion is?
I'm like in a gray area about that. As far as with me, I personally wouldn't get an abortion, but I feel as though that if there's some woman out there that is pregnant and is not mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially able to take care of their children, and that's an option for them. I just really believe that, you know, it shouldn't be, let me just have a baby and then just push the baby out in New York City metro. I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. But, you know, I personally, for me, I wouldn't, but there's other avenues. But if you can prevent something like this happening, then by all means, get an abortion. Nay. I know that this topic really hits home for you. Would you feel comfortable going into depth of what happened, and how did it make you feel when you actually found out what your mother did to you?
Okay. I'll give a disclaimer. This is my show. It's the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. If you want to host your show, they give you the option to do it on Blog Talk Radio. I accept all email, all hate mail, but I'm going to tell my truth, and I invite any and everyone to tell their truth as well. Might not make you look too good, but it is what it is. It's my story, and I have the right to tell it. With that being said, this isn't anything personal against anyone else. This is something personal for me and my healing. So, the legend, according to family members and friends, as it has been brought to my attention, is it's known for a fact that my mom was young when she had me.
My mother was about 14 or 15 years old when she had me, and my father and her were only separated in age by a year. Keep in mind that he was very actively involved in street activity, and with that being said, he eventually perished as I was older. From what I was told, my mom just was not interested in being a responsible parent. My mother's side of the story was that from the time that I was born, she was never responsible for me. My grandmother was the one who tended to me and took care of me. However, my grandmother was murdered when I was 6 weeks old. So my grandmother being murdered and my mom still being a teenage mother, I had other family members who took custody of myself, my mother, and my uncle. I don't know where my mother went. I do not to this day, at almost 30, closer to 30 than 3, I can tell you I honestly don't know where my mom went. But I do know that I knew I wasn't living with my mom. At 6 weeks old, it doesn't dawn on you, that your family is not like everyone else's family. It wasn't until I started going to school and seeing other mom, dad, you know what I'm saying, that it dawned on me, shit, I don't have a mom, you know what I'm saying? And I felt bad because I always had a family that encouraged me, and that comes from, one, I guess not wanting me to feel any less than because I wasn't biologically my legal guardian child. We are family. We are blood relation. But I am not biologically that lady's child. Then you have to add, my mom was getting visitation. They were allowing my mother to visit me when she decided she wanted to be bothered. And my mom, I was sexually abused in her care. So that changed being able to visit me unsupervised, and I guess my mom didn't appreciate that. So I realize now I was her place of rebellion. I was almost like a hobby to her. And one of the things that hurt me the most, I remember when I was younger, one big thing, excuse me, my mom used to always promise me stuff and never do it. I remember, like it was yesterday, I wanted a bird. My mother told me she was going to get me a bird. I just knew I was going to have a bird. I don't know why the hell I wanted a bird, but I was going to get a bird. My mom didn't give me no bird. I wanted a Sega Genesis. When Sega Genesis came out, my mom promised me she was going to get me a Sega Genesis. Years later, I ended up getting a Game Gear. If you remember those big, fat, funky Game Gears, I ended up getting a Game Gear. And the reason why I got the Game Gear, my family, who was raising me, bought me the Game Gear to make up for the game system my mother never bought me. To this day, as an adult, I look back on it and I feel so bad that I didn't have the insight, excuse me, the insight and the understanding that I have now. Because I must say to my family, that was my legal guardians that raised me, they tried the best they could with the skills that were handed to them. They were older than me. They were a lot older than me. They weren't planning. My legal guardian, who I acknowledge as my mother, her oldest child was almost 30 when I was born. So to ask her to raise a child all over again in different generational times, you got to think now the internet has emerged. Now, there's just so much that came about in the 80s and the 90s that's far from what she knew. Also, I think when she took custody of myself, my mom, and my uncle, it was understood she was not raising this child on her own, but providing an environment for which this young lady was going to raise her own child. And from what I'm told, she was supposed to go to the movies and they never come back. This is from what I'm told. I don't know. I do not know. My mother has never... My mother has never taken the time to understand And so when I saw that little girl sitting on that subway platform, I thought about the moment when she realizes that that was her that was on that television. That's her. We live in the days of the internet. She's going to know that she was a child on the news that was left on the subway. The self-esteem that comes with that, the self-doubt that comes from that, that you never heal from. If that mother has other children, what is it about you that was insufficient in her other children that she may have chosen to keep? I stand here to let you know, just because your mom has other children does not mean that they are any better than you or that they are able to function at a level that, that is even in any way equal to you. I will say this, the skills that I have, the abilities that I have, I've been on my own since I was about 16 years old. I've been functional and I've been beyond successful. And that has absolutely nothing to do with my biological mother. And so although I got a little bit emotional, and I said I wasn't going to get emotional about this conversation, and I guess one answer turned into a testimony, my main reason for doing this is to let the abandoned children everywhere know there is nothing wrong with you. And to let those who are contemplating, they're going to do with their child first, live the rest of your life responsibly, please. This one mistake is not at all a crossroads for the rest of your life. Two, be honest with yourself and others about the decisions that you make and the life choices that you make. Because people don't have to like the truth, but they'll respect it. And once you become a liar, once you don't get that Sega Genesis baby, you will forever be in the same category. And to the kids who are waiting for their parents to fulfill false hopes. You got to do it for yourself. And that may sound like the most insensitive response that I could give any child. But I remember I would sit dressed waiting for my mother, and I would not get up to go to the bathroom because I just knew my mom was going to come and that bitch ain't never show up. And I don't mean to sound bitter. I don't mean to sound upset. But I remember it like it was yesterday. So when I see people like our guest today, who has four children and is not even 32 years of age, I look and I'm like, well, damn. You got to think, if you think back 9, 10 years, when we were all 21, we were having the times of our lives. Angel was preparing to be a mother and has done it and is doing it and doesn't even qualify for any of the social services that we offer because we live in a society that is set up to cause us to fail. So as a community, we have to come together. But I want to ask Angel if she had any other questions she wanted to ask. That was a whole long, drawn-out answer, and we still have time on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay.
I'm just sitting over here trying to hold back tears because, you know, in your situation, I have similar situations, but it's with my father. So just listening to you, hearing what you're going through, it breaks my heart that it's a mother that did that. You know, like any mother knows that their baby is the closest thing to you because they know your heartbeat from the inside. And knowing the fact that a mother just want to give up that relationship, it just bothers me. But back to what we were talking about, since we were talking about other avenues, what is your opinion about abortion?
I'm an avid supporter of abortion. I use my story as a reason why I wish my mother would have gotten an abortion. And I say that because I was not equipped. My family was not equipped. And this just goes to speak to mental health professionals. It goes to speak to our social services as a whole, especially in the United States of America. My family was not ready to deal with a little girl with abandonment issues, then turned around who was sexually abused. That was too much for those people. They were more than willing to take in another child, to raise that child, But that comes with other stuff. And we need to stop perpetrating and believing that going to the church house every Sunday is going to make something better. If you cannot afford that child and you may be able to afford an abortion and that's the best option for you at this time, don't worry about what Sister Sadie has to say about what you're about to do, because Sister Sadie ain't finna pay none of your bills. If it would have been a better option for my mother to abort me and my mom could have lived life without the self-esteem issues that I know that she possesses, without the hatred and the bitterness that I know that she possesses, without the need to come with a child that she birthed, then perhaps she would have had a more fulfilled life. And because at the end of the day, I would not exist without her. That is what I wish for her. I can honestly say I know my mother hurts. I know my mother hurts. And I have, with the prayer of a lot of people, and honestly through the forces of the circumstances that I have found myself in, I have worked diligently to begin to get over it. I will never, no one will ever completely be whole after dealing with the reality of the fact that their mother walked away from them. Period. Even if, let's say, because let's give her the defense, because I know I'm going to get emails and telephone calls. Your mom didn't get an opportunity to speak for herself, da, da, da. She is more than welcome at any time to be a guest on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I don't say anything behind anybody's back that I don't say to their face. You are more than welcome to defend yourself and your stance. It's not a problem. But the reality is, the unkept promises didn't have to happen. There was just one thing after the next. If you knew you weren't going to buy me no bird, don't promise me no goddamn bird. Period. Just little small stuff that did not have to happen, that were a direct consequence. There are people whose lives are forever changed. I have, everybody who knows me knows, I'm in communication with none of my family. But I have family who were forced to deal with issues, you know, within the LGBTQI community that they may not have wanted to deal with. It's their extended family that are sexual abusers, not their direct family, but people, you know, cousins of cousins and uncles of aunts. They had to deal with all of this because somebody else didn't want to be responsible for their child. And I'm able to honor them, and I'm able to apologize for how my struggle became theirs, because I realized it was more than they bargained for. So if an abortion could have fixed all of that, if my legal guardian could have gotten her golden years back, and she has her flaws, you know, she's don't sit up here and say I'm picking a side, I'm celebrating. No, that's not what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, Ayanna Simply Nay Ford gets no help from no one ever at all. So what I'm saying is nobody thinks about these things. I also honor that if I was sexually abused, my mom had to have been sexually abused and had to at least have dealt with that. And she may have, to have your mother killed in the room next to you, take something out of somebody. So I say all of these things to say I don't think it was just her. But I do say that there has been enough time. I ain't 6 weeks old no more. you know, she's not 14, 15, 16 anymore, that it can be fixed. So now that these parents have walked away from these children, they can come back and apologize. They can come back and listen. You ain't never going to be able to fix it. It's irreparable. But you can say, damn, that was tough. let me be your friend. I have nobody to talk to about stuff, basic stuff, you know. I don't have any children because I am scared, literally paralyzed at the thought that I would be a piss poor parent. So I'd rather just not endeavor to parent at all. I will babysit everybody's baby till the cows come home, but I will not parent my own. Because of what has happened to me. So, I will be interested this little girl goes in the same category as Relisha Rudd. Because you got to think about it. Relisha Rudd's mom abandoned her. We have a serious problem. And you know, it's possible that we may need to go deeper into this conversation. That maybe, you know, there needs to be an outreach endeavor to those who are in the community and parenting and struggling and don't have the basic skills, contemplating abandoning their children, having abandoned their children, parenting abandoned children. The grandmothers and the aunties and the uncles who are doing it for somebody else can't. But, Angel, you are applauded for the things that you do for your family and the sacrifices that you make. And that's why I wanted to approach this conversation from that angle, because at the end of the day, it's not to down anyone, but to uplift everyone. It can be done. And, you know, there's a mom out there with 5 kids. There's a mom out there with 6 kids, and y'all are all holding it down, being an example to those who don't know what they're going to do with the one. But we've got to bridge those gaps. And if I can do it with the one mic stand with Simply Name, and if my sponsors can get behind me for me to continuously do this, then I'm looking for the community to stand up and stand out. We have enough superstars. We have enough people who are profiling for likes and tweets, and we need some mentors out here. We need some community leaders. We're really going through it. And to wait for a system that was set up for us to fail to help us succeed, that's asinine and backwards, and it's not going to happen. So, I mean, I can only implore you all, like, seriously, make it your mission to do something greater than yourself. It may not be this cause that matters to you. It might not, and that's fine. It may not be this topic, but it has to be something. It has to be something, and with that, I'm going to remind you of who sponsored the show. I'm going to let you know that you can catch us. We're everywhere. The One Mic Stand with Simply Nay airs every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your support is free. Share, like, tweet, Facebook, let others hear the show. It's available on demand for as long as we exist. We are One Mic Stand Show on Instagram. That's ONEMICSTANDSHOW. We're that on Twitter as well. It's facebook.com/ One Mic Stand Show. So you can find us. Tell your friends about us, please. If you're interested in advertising with us, send us an email, onemicstandshow@gmail.com. Many thanks to the sponsors, Karaoke Kids Entertainment, and I just want to let you know that it's a karaoke DJ company and has a network of karaoke DJs that do event bookings. You can reach out to the Boogie Boogs Duo, the Karaoke Kids, and other KJs as needed. Of course, as I told you, the Boogie Boogs Duo does Wednesday Wine and Sign Karaoke. The actual karaoke takes place from 7 to 9, but your access to the venue is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the HG Corridor, specifically at the Loft, with karaoke, happy hour specials until 9 p.m., prizes, dancing, new friends, American Sign Language interpretation, and, of course, fun. If you want more information, check out karaokekids.net for more info. And there will be links about parking and transportation. The Loft Restaurant and Lounge is located between 12th and 13th Streets on 8th Street. And you can follow the Karaoke Kids at karaokekidsdc or hashtag #PoundBoogDuo. That's B-O-O-G-D-U-O. We are also sponsored by Harkum Beauty Salon and Barber Shop. I'm going to say it again because I do not promote things that are not worth promoting. Mr. Ron Harkum is just doing great things at the Barber and Beauty Salon. I encourage you to stop by 4135A Willow Road, Southeast Washington, D.C., 20032. Or give him a call, 202-450-1576, and see exactly if your cosmetology needs can be met. And I am sure that they can. Specifically, see a DMV barber, Charles Peterson, who is located at Harkum. And as I stated, he specializes in fades, mohawks, razor shaves, and outlines,
all kids styles, high top fades, women's cuts, eyebrows, and facials. Sponsored by E for Eve Online, the premier LGBT dating site that is for lesbian women. That is EVE, the number 4, EVE, online.com. We are also sponsored by Soapbox Shop. Check them out, soapboxshop.bigcartel.com. I think I did all the sponsors. So many sponsors, I can't even keep up. Oh, and we are partners with the Say I Do LGBT Wedding Expo. Much love to Tammy Freeman of Pink Dot Concepts. They'll be back around next year, and we will be there with them. Love you. Later. Bye. Thanks for the support, and as always, support is free.